Welcome to Rhema for Today.
It's a land that drinketh water of the rains of heaven. Hallelujah. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the rain, the early rain and the latter rain. But you see, he keeps saying here in this 11th chapter, I think it's about eight times, that he calls their attention to the fact that they have to do the possessing of the land. He went on to say in the 24th verse of this 11th chapter, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, How to Possess the Land, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
I want us to open our Bibles. First of all, the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Now skip down to the 11th verse. Now all of these things happened unto them for ensamples. There's a little number by the word ensamples. And I look over in the margin, and I find that little number 3, and it said, GR, that stands for Greek. The Greek said types. All of these things happen unto them for types, examples, a type. For us, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now turn back again to the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy. You see, here in Deuteronomy, God is talking to Israel about the land of Canaan. We call it the Promised Land. They had come out of Egypt. Egypt is a type of the world and a type of sin. So they've been delivered from sin and delivered from the world. And then being baptized under the cloud and said unto Moses, in the cloud and in the sea, talking about Red Sea. Then we're baptized unto Christ in water baptism. But that's not the end of it. See, Egypt, a type of the world. Being baptized unto Moses in the sea is the type of water baptism. Israel is now on their way to Canaan's land, or we call it the Promised Land. And I remember that little church I pastored as a young Baptist boy pastor in my late teens. We sang every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, and every Thursday night. Our weeknight service was on Thursday night. We never went to church without singing, I'm bound for the Promised Land. Amen. I'm bound for the Promised Land where my possessions lie. Oh, who will come and go with me? I'm bound for the Promised Land. Well, you see, we thought the Promised Land, Canaan's land, was heaven. Canaan's land could not be a type of heaven. Because when you cross over Jordan into Canaan's land, the first thing they did was come up against the city of Jericho. There were cities to take. There were battles to fight. There were giants in the land. My friend, when you get to heaven, there won't be any cities to take. There won't be any battles to fight. There won't be any giants in the land. Amen. No, Canaan's land is a type. You notice that? In samples or type. is a type of our rights and privileges in Christ Jesus. It's a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's a land that drinketh water of the rains of heaven. Hallelujah. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the rain, the early rain and the latter rain. But you see, he keeps saying here in this 11th chapter, I think it's about 8 times, that he calls their attention to the fact that they have to do the possessing of the land. He went on to say in the 24th verse of this 11th chapter, every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. I want to call your attention again. I'd like for you to mark it down. The 8th verse of this 11th chapter of Deuteronomy. Be strong and go in and possess the land, whether you go to possess it. That's twice he's talking about possessing it. Now notice in the 10th verse, for the land whether thou goest in to possess it. Now notice the 11th verse, but the land whether you go to possess it. Amen. Notice again that he stated that it's a land. That the eyes, now notice this, a land in the 12th verse now, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. Now notice particularly the 21st verse. That your days may be multiplied. Thank God over here in this land your days can be multiplied. And the days of your children, that is the days of your children, be multiplied. In the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give you, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now notice again in the 29th verse, the land whether thou goest to possess it. Right in the middle of the verse. Notice the 31st verse. For you shall pass over Jordan and go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you, and ye shall possess it and dwell therein. Now somebody said, yeah, but now he's talking to Israel here, and that's just all natural. No, he said it's a type to us. And he said, you remember in that 14th verse, and I will give you the rain of your land in due season, the first rain and the latter rain. Now you see here, he talks about the first, or the Bible calls it sometimes former rain, sometimes it calls it earlier rain, and then latter rain. But you see, that's symbolic. Hosea, the 6th chapter, and the 3rd verse. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. How many of you want to know? How many of you want to follow on to know the Lord? He tells you here, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain. As the latter and former rain unto the earth. We went over to Joel's prophecy. And you see, he uses natural human terms to explain spiritual things. Joel talks about in his prophecy, in the 2nd chapter, to Israel first of all, and about the natural. But then he goes on to say, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, talking about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, talking about the latter rain. Hallelujah. And he concluded this chapter by saying, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, you remember on the day of Pentecost, the scripture said when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, like as a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared cloven tongues like as a fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And when this was noised abroad, the crowd came together, and some of them said that they were drunk. And Peter stood up with the 11 and said, "These are not drunken as ye suppose, but this is that." This is that. That what? This is that which Joel prophesied. And he went on to give the same words that are found here in Joel 2. The outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So like I said, we used to sing, "I'm bound for the promised land. Who will come and go with me? I'm bound for the promised land," trying to get people to go to heaven, and that's good. We need to get folks ready for heaven. But we're singing now, "I'm not bound for the promised land, I'm camping over in Canaan's happy land where my possessions lie." Hallelujah, where my possessions lie. Baptism of the Holy Ghost, walking in the Spirit, gifts of the Spirit, manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. These are our possessions. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin CD entitled "The Secret to My Success." We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Seed Thoughts Devotional. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's book entitled "Expect." All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, one of the things that I just want you to know is that we keep our tuition very, very low.
Yes.
$3,150, I believe it is, for a student to train here on
a
year.
And that includes books and
general
activity
fees,
all kinds of things.
But that only covers 30% of what it costs to train a student. And so the other 70% is made up by this day, International Rhema Day, by our monthly word partners that help, by our events. That's how we cover
And our 70%. Living Faith conferences, we have one day that is Rhema Day, and we take the offering and it come back to help the
That's
students.
Right. So we invite you to participate anytime during the year. You can just go to rhema.org, IRD.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, "How to Possess the Land." That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.